104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Hello, everyone. It is Ellie Mobbs, Beth and Jason Roses. We are filling in for Ned and Josh. And this is, through the magic of radio, a pre-recorded message because I am not going to lie to you. Right now, I am about to jump on a plane from Canberra to Melbourne to go to a bit of a workplace awards this weekend, guys.
Yes, you are getting yourself all prepped and ready. You're doing your makeup, getting a fake tan, shaving for the first time since like autumn, because who needs to shave in winter in
Beautifying
Canberra?
Beautifying herself.
And I mean, Beth and Jason, you're also going to this award thing too, but
yeah.
I need the most preparation time because I'm a dishevelled mess.
Yeah.
You're not. You know what, you say that, and you're like so hot, Ellie, can I just say?
You are
killing it.
You've got to prepare, and I know Beth asked me after this to shave her back, so she wants to prepare as well. So
I hate you.
She's going to look beautiful on the red carpet as well.
So look, coming up, it is the leftovers from yesterday, including what should we bring back in Canberra after the announcement that Max Brenner is going to be gone very soon. We're reminiscing over the days of some amazing places that used to be in the ACT.
We got some great suggestions.
We're also going to talk crap drivers because, well, Beth had a moment.
Oh yeah, I'm infuriated.
And I'm Canberra's worst. Yeah.
He admits it, and that's why you're not allowed the keys to the Black Thunder.
No.
And we would love to know, what were you banned from as a child? Because Keira Knightley, she's banned Disney movies from her house.
A disgrace.
Can I believe it? Disgrace.
Outrageous.
So that is coming up on Canberra's Hit 104.7. It is the leftovers of Ellie Mobbs, Beth and Jason Roses.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
I like to sing along while I'm driving. Probably explains why I get distracted some of the time and do some bad things on the road. But yesterday it was raining, and there's nothing like a little bit of rain for everyone in Canberra just to forget how to drive.
Yes.
It brings out the worst in people.
It really does.
I reckon Canberra's got some of the worst drivers, and I would be one of Canberra's worst drivers.
Me too. So I can't talk, but yesterday something happened on the road that infuriated me.
Okay.
So set the scene. Northbourne, right?
Right.
There's already roadworks like the whole way along, so everything's slower.
Everything's blocked off.
And you're blocked off, and you're waiting, and you're just like, hurry up.
Whereabouts exactly? Which set of traffic lights on Northbourne Avenue were you at?
The one past Lynham.
Okay.
The one like near Wakefield.
Okay, yep. Towards Dixon.
Yeah, yeah. Near the ABC.
Yeah.
Yep, that type of area. So, I'm on Northbourne, and the person in front of me was going really, really, really slow, which was just like aggravating me. And so as soon as it went orange, they probably could have kept on driving through, but they stopped all of a sudden.
Sure. Cool. Safe driver. Mm.
Except the thing is, they did not drive up to the sensor. You know how there's a sensor and then that makes the lights go green.
Mm-hmm.
So literally I'm waiting there for like 3-4 minutes. There's been a couple of rounds of lights and it hasn't gone green. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Did you give him a good toot with the horn?
Well, you know what? I actually
I love a good beep with the horn.
What did you do, Beth? Did you flip them the bird? Did you think about getting out of your vehicle and just going, hey, can you go forward a little bit?
No, I did. I actually got out of my car. I beeped him and he didn't get the message. So I was like, all right, this is enough. And I had to get out of my car and knock on the window and just be like, excuse me, mate, excuse me. Like, drive up to the traffic lights.
I know. Canberra drivers,
like,
frustrating.
Oh, my gosh, you idiot. I'm so angry. I need a baseball bat in my car so I can hit you with it.
What kind of car was it, Beth? Do you remember?
Like a red Polo.
You drive a red car, don't you, Jason?
Yeah, it could have been me. She was. She could have been abusing me on Northbourne Avenue.
13 10 60. It is time to vent your frustration because there is nothing worse than being, you know, stuck with a crap driver. It's happened to the best of us. 13 10 60. Dob in a crap driver. What have you seen on Canberra's roads? It could be, you know, something that you may have seen the driver doing. I know I've seen someone eating a can of soup.
What's
that
really
is
annoyed
so
you?
Weird.
What's really annoyed you?
I actually get distracted by songs a lot. That does happen, and sometimes I drive in the middle of lanes.
Okay.
13 10 60. If you've seen Beth being a crap driver, Josh from Yass, what have you seen, buddy?
Well, my mum drives. She accelerates, stops. and it does my head in. I'm like a little bobby head thing in the car.
How does she go with those tram roadworks at the moment? Are they just, you know, making things even worse?
Yeah, she's a bit confused where to go with the tram lines. And then the roundabouts that expanded, the new one, that big one near...
on the Barton Highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your mum just there yelling at you in the background for dobbing her in?
Yeah.
Oh, she is.
Right next to me.
Oh, well, thanks so much for your call, Josh. Kate from Burra, you've also seen some crap driving. It's time to dob them in. What have you seen?
Look, I have two really big pet hates among the others that you have already mentioned, and the one that was just mentioned is hilarious.
Mm.
My biggest thing is that in the bad weather, like the rain, Canberra drivers never put their lights on.
Yeah, they don't. That's true.
Agreed.
I always forget to do that. That's true.
And it's always the driver in the black or the grey car, the same colour as the road. And they wonder why you can't see them.
And it's dangerous.
It is very dangerous. Mm. Like, you just can't see them. It's quite, you know, I think, oh, my gosh. And the other thing I love is that lots of Canberra drivers have moved out to Googong in the last few years.
Mm.
I go past there every day on my way to work. And pulling out from a 60-kilometre road onto an 80-kilometre road and doing 50 in the middle of peak hour traffic is a bit of a problem. And they stop and start and stop and start. And you see them saying, will I go, will I not? Yes, I will, right at the last minute. I'm going to jump out in front of you.
I think you must have been driving behind me.
You live in Googong, don't you, Jace?
Yeah, sometimes.
We apologise for that. Thanks so much for your call,
only
Kate.
Sometimes.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Once again, we're talking about Queensland and they've made an extremely smart decision over the past 24 hours. Now, abortion has been legalised in Queensland after a massively historic vote in Parliament. And I've got a friend to join us right now. The wonderful Dr. Nikki Goldstein is here to explain everything. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you have done a lot of research into this. Tell us the background of abortion in Queensland.
Okay, so just for those that might be confused, you can get an abortion in any state of Australia. Mm. The problem is certain states like Queensland, it's still in the criminal code. So I know a lot of people are confused by that because they're like, hang on, I thought that we could already get an abortion.
Yeah.
The problem is there's this loophole that allows people to access it. But with the loophole, what we were worried about is what that says to women who are needing to access this service.
Mm.
Because in that, you have to decide or you have to declare that you would either be physically or mentally at risk if you were to go through with this pregnancy. So it really came down to the fact that women should have a choice, not have that choice taken away from them.
Mm.
See, Nikki, I actually have a good friend and I'm from Queensland and, you know, she confided in me about a time that she had to have an abortion and it was really difficult for her. And yeah, she spoke me through that process. And basically, like you said, you're having to prove that you aren't in a situation where you can take care for this child. And apparently, that can actually have really bad consequences for you in the future when you are at an age and you are in a place where you do want to have children.
Well, that was a concern for a lot of people. But, you know, it's also this idea of, you know, having to say that you're unable to physically and mentally take care of a child when it may be a situation, maybe it was a casual fling, maybe it was even sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
And women shouldn't have to declare in an already, you know, such a complex and really heart-wrenching situation to have to go through that as well. So, you know, whilst we were able to access abortion in some way, I think this just really helps, first of all, for women's rights as well. You know, why did we have this still in the criminal code? You know, we're in 2018. We can vote, we can drive. You know, why do we still have this backwards law? So I'm so happy that they have overturned it because it makes such a loud statement for women's rights, but also specifically for abortion, that we should be able to choose whether we want to continue through with an unwanted pregnancy or not.
Yeah. Nikki, a question I would have, it's obviously a hotly contested topic over the years, and there is obviously the argument that, you know, the child should have the right to live at the time of conception, and at the time of conception, you know, it's considered a living being. What would you say there, I guess, to people that are against abortions?
Well, I really feel like with that, it's saying that, you know, because there's different views as to when we consider it a life. Mm-hmm. So if we take a cluster of cells, which is the beginning of the pregnancy, and we want to say this is life, are we saying that that life has more rights than the adult that's housed it? And that's what frustrates me, is that, you know, yes, every child should have the right to a happy life, a supportive life, parents that can take care of them and love them.
Yeah.
But at
yeah.
the end of the day, what's in my body at that beginning stage should be my right. Those cluster of cells, whether we want to call it a life or not, should not be able to override my rights and choices in life. Mm-hmm. So I know it's a really touchy subject for a lot of people, mm-hmm. because it gets into a very religious and spiritual and moral issue.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you don't believe in abortion, I'm not encouraging you to have one. But don't take that choice away from me if I need to access abortion.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's an individual's choice. Dr. Nikki Goldstein, thank you so, so much for clearing it all up for us this morning. You can check out her podcast.
Oh, it is so good. Can I just say, I love
amazing.
It. Very educational.
Yeah. Mm. Some interesting things.
It's called Sex and Life. It is part educational and part sexy. You can grab it from Podcast One. Get onto their website, podcastone.com.au. Dr. Nikki Goldstein, thanks so much for chatting this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Max Brenner. So last week, we thought we were going to keep at least one store in Belconnen. The other two were going to be shut down. Mm. But as of this morning, it looks like the entire company is shutting down. Permanently. So for those who loved the homemade, chocolate. The hot chocolate, all the chocolate treats, Max Brenner, it looks like it's closing down for good.
Hoyts Belconnen movies won't be the same. What am I going to have before the movie, during the movie, and after the movie?
I know. And you know what it made me think of? All those great cafes and restaurants that Canberra used to have. Mm. We should bring them back.
Or just the old things back in the day, like back in, you know, the 80s and the 90s in Canberra. That was just amazing. So much fun. The first thing that came to my mind.
Mm. What was it?
And yeah.
Was
one
that Woden Plaza?
No, it was at the Hyperdome, guys. Back when Hyper it was known D. as the Hyper D.
Damn it, Tuggers.
Now, we would travel. We lived on the north side. We would, controversial.
I was a south side girl.
Well, we would travel to the south side from the north just to go and eat at Sizzler, the bacon bits, the cheesy toast, the ice cream.
You've got it all down packed.
Amazing. Oh, doggy bag for the way home, too. You know, takes you long enough. Look. I tell you what I have to bring back. I do love a good buffet. And as a child, I reckon I had like 5 of my birthday parties here. I'm talking about all you can eat Pizza Hut. Remember when you used to sit down? So you know where they got like the food trucks in Braddon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where they used to have an all you can eat Pizza Hut. And I've got like this old ad from back in the day.
How much did it cost?
This is a joke. Like I don't believe this. It says, adults, $5.95. Under 12, $2.95, all you can eat. And remember, like, that includes drinks and everything.
Mm-hmm. And cheap. You also used to get a toy as well.
Did you?
I got a Land Before Time toy back in the day when I went to the Pizza Hut in Braddon.
You know what? Spring back memories. For me, it was Hungry Jack's down in Tuggers. They used to have like a little playpen for kids. And when I was about 8 years old, about a year ago, I used to play in those plastic balls. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. They were really painful.
Yeah.
In the ball pit.
So we're going to bring back some of the old classics.
Trudy from Queanbeyan, what about you? What should we bring back?
Canterbury Fair in Watson.
Oh, now this was an amusement park, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like Movie World.
Yeah, I mean,
we had our own theme park. We had our own theme park.
Yeah, or Down Underland Amusement is what it was.
It was like a Movie World.
What it was later known as. And they had like a big lake, right, guys? And they had the big paddle boats in them. And I remember going there with my brother and we almost fell in. It was just, dodgy. It was very dodgy back in the day. You know where the United petrol station is now in the Ibis Hotel?
Yeah.
That's where it is now.
Well,
we certainly did bring that back.
That's stupid.
Also from Queanbeyan, what about you? What shall we bring back to Canberra?
The roller rink that they used to have at Exhibition Park.
Yes, please. 100%. Now, look, as someone who loves a rollerblade, loves a roller skate, still, they have to bring it back. Epic would be even epicker with the roller rink.
Why did they get rid of these things? I don't understand.
Was there not one in Erindale? There was one in Erindale at the back of the shops. I remember
it. There was, yes.
Yeah. Bring it back.
Strap your skates on. Thanks so much for your vote, Mel. Kelly from Cornwall, wrap us up. What should we bring back to Canberra?
Well, I had a change of mind, but anyone remember the Tuggies Disco at the bottom of Erindale Viking?
The Tuggers Disco. Was it like a blue light disco?
No, it was a kids' disco.
No, was it? It was like a nightclub. It was every Friday night.
Okay. Oh. There you go. Sounds like Beth's...
What year are we talking?
Oh, like 97, 98.
Right. Well, I would have been about three then, so, yep, sounds like me.
Were you like Jason Rose's mum and dad? Did you, like, you know, happen to meet the love of your life at this place?
No, I actually met the love of my life at, well, ICBM.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Classic city nightclub.
If those walls could talk, I tell you what, my mum would be blushing right now. Canberra's Hit 104.7.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Keira Knightley, she's gorgeous. I'm a big fan of her. She's very
stunning.
Intelligent. She's a great actress, but I don't agree with something that she's done.
Tell us.
She has banned her daughter from watching Disney films.
No.
Like, I know Disney.
No.
Like The Little Mermaid and Cinderella because they're not empowering to women.
No.
So we're talking a little bit of this.
Under the sea.
Oh.
Under the sea.
What is a childhood without
I know.
Under the sea without Disney? Like, it's not a childhood.
It's
I
a
love
disgrace.
Disney.
It's
I recently
disgrace.
Went to Disneyland. It was so magical.
Yeah.
Disney is life.
You know what? The world is getting way too political. That is my opinion. I mean, Disney, it's classic Disney films. Aladdin, Lion King, Little Mermaid. Mm. These are the movies you want your children to be watching, and I disagree about the whole empowering.
I get what she means. Like, you know, so some of the characters are a little bit like dumb and helpless and like, oh man, save me. But look, I feel for her kids, but I can sort of relate because there were a few things banned in my household growing up.
Okay.
Yes, and this, I think, will explain a lot about Beth as a person now, which she's about to reveal. So tell us, Beth, what was banned in your house growing up?
So my parents are very religious.
Okay.
My dad's like sort of a priest, sort of.
Okay.
He's like a pastor or something. I don't
know.
So
you grew up as a good Catholic girl?
Anglican.
Yes. Anglican?
Yes.
Okay. What happened?
No, I still have religious beliefs. I'm just a little bit more modern and looser than traditional religious people. But Charmed was banned in my house. I used to love the show, and my dad would go off at me when I watched it, and we weren't allowed to watch it because witchcraft.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, really?
Blasphemy. Not allowed
so
to watch it.
So what about when Halloween came around?
Oh, I've never gone trick-or-treating.
No.
Wow.
Never. Never.
Really?
Because Halloween is celebrating the devil, so I was never allowed to celebrate Halloween.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's... Well,
in the mob's household, we weren't allowed to watch this show.
What? Get out.
Really?
What's wrong with The Simpsons?
This is...
Mum and Dad were dead against us watching, I think, because... Hope Mum and Dad aren't listening. But my brother and I may or may not have snuck in a little bit of Simpson watching time when they went around. I think it was because it was an American TV show and there was just some of the things which were, you know, quite controversial at the time.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Now, I get that.
Very I don't think your dad's listening. He's on his national book tour about the suburb of Hackett, the book that he's written. So he's definitely not listening to the show.
It is available next week. Side note. Party at the Shops in Hackett next Saturday. Chris Mobbs has written a book. You should get on down there for the big launch.
So good.
My household, you know what? I get to watch The Simpsons. That is great TV. But for me, I was not allowed sleepovers.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, my mum was very strict. She would be like, no matter what time, you ring me at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., but I was not allowed to sleep over.
That is so weird.
I feel like my childhood was robbed.
Well, 131060, we want to know this morning, what was banned in your house growing up? Maybe it was a TV show. Maybe, I don't know, it was like a particular food or something.
Yeah. We're going to Canberra. Claire, what were you banned from?
Hi. My dad is also Minister Beth, so I get that.
Yep.
The thing that I wasn't allowed to watch was Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Right.
Oh, I got away with that one. I don't know how.
How come? What was his view there?
Because it was all about vampires and probably more along the lines of the violence and the fighting of it.
Mm.
Ah. But what I did is I went to my best friend's house, happened to have a play date at the same time and we watched Buffy there.
Love it.
Only
love
too
it.
Convenient, Claire. Amanda from Fishwick, what was banned from your house as a kid?
Humphrey Bear.
No, I love Humphrey Bear. Humphrey Bear was my favourite. What reason could they possibly have?
Because I stopped talking because Humphrey didn't talk.
I thought it maybe because he wasn't wearing any pants. You know, like, well, my daughter can't have that kind of upbringing. She can't understand that. Ellie from Watson on 131060, what was banned from your house as a kid?
So I was banned from reading Harry Potter. Get out.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Ellie?
I would hide. I would literally, because my best friend loved Harry Potter, so I would literally read her books in school because I was banned from it at home.
Oh, my gosh. That is like some serious dedication.
Ellie.
Yeah, because everyone was obsessed with Harry Potter during my time.
Mm. Well, look, my name is Ellie too, and from an Ellie to another Ellie. You live in Watson. Now, I'm in Hackett. I've got all the movies. Wow. I've got all the books. So, girl, do you want to come over this weekend? Bring
play
some
date.
Snacks. We're having a play date. I'll get you up to date.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'll bring the butterbeer, guys.
Erin from Holt, wrap us up. 131060. What were you banned from as a kid?
Morning, guys. Pokemon.
Oh, why?
What? Remember the Pokemon cards? Were you banned from that too, or just watching Pokemon?
The entire franchise, and in hindsight, it was a really good thing. I finally got into it at 23 during a long-haul flight and have not gone back.
Okay, so tell us, what was the reason behind the banning?
I tend to get a little bit obsessive about my interests.
Okay.
And so, yeah, they probably just didn't want a house full of Pokemon and every conversation to be about Pokemon.
So what about those Pokemon swap cards? You've got around those, right?
Eventually. eBay is my friend.
Right.
Charizard. Okay. Yep. Pikachu.
My favourite is Levani, and she's very, very obscure, so there we go.
All right. Well, Erin, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate you taking the time out because you're probably too busy chasing Pokemon if that's still a thing.
Oh, yeah. Pokemon
it is
Go,
that
remember
game.
That?
Yeah.
What the?
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.